Let's restart Siman Shin Mem. Misha beis lo meis, v'hu mei ha-meisim she-ro'ui l'sabel aleihem, chayav l'kroa alav. So we pointed out last time the various levels of chiyuvim. We have chiyuvim of Yuge Avelos, we have a chiyuv of the Gavra, of an Avel, we have a din of Beged Karua by Aveim. We saw that even if there's no Avelos, there's an independent Mechayev of Shmua Ra'a, or an independent Mechayev of Kavod Harav, that these are all the Chayev Likroa. V'tzarech Shiyikra Mu'umad. In terms of the Maisa, so we have a pasuk in Iyov Vayokom Iyov Vayikra. We learn out that Kriya has to be done Mu'umad. Kara Meyushav Lo Yatza. Comes along the Ramah and points out, the Shach adds in one more word, bakever, namely that the kriya should take place before the kvura. We already saw that if there wasn't the kriya before the kvura, so then b'di'evit one could do the kriya even after the kvura. Is this the ideal time, or when is the ideal time before the kvura to do the kriya? So we have a Gemara in Moed Katan, and Daf Kaf Dalet Amud Aleph, my member of Shmuel, call Kriya She'ena Bishas Chimum Eina Kriya. What is Shas Chimum? At what point is the individual emotionally attuned to be Korea? So Rashi says Bishas Misa. So we have the original Shas Chimum is the Shas Misa. Then the Gemara points out over there that but when you're dealing with the Kriya over Rabbanan, since every time you mention their names or their memoros, that brings up another Chimum, so there the Shas Chimum can be extended. So this is what we find in the previous Siman, in Siman Shin Lamites Sif Gimel, Omrim Tzidu Kadin Im Yitzias Hanashama, Ushemagia Ledayan Emes, Korea Ha'avel. Again, there is no linkage between the bracha of Baruch Dayan Emes and the Kriya, but the L'chatchila, both of them are said at Sha'as Yitzias Ha'Nishama. So we have over here that and that's the way the Shach over here, but in our Siman, in Siv Katan Gimel, after the Ramah says, Kodim Shiyistom Penei HaKevra B'meis, Ule'el B'Siman Shin Lametet Siv Gimel, Nisbarth Kshimagia L'dayan HaEmes, Korea HaAvel. Namely, that we have this window between the time of Misa, which is the ideal Shas Chimum, and the Ramah teaches us that the Shas Chimum, the Chatchila, continues until the Kvura. That's what we find also in Tosos over there, Alatar and Daf Kaf Dalet, Amad Aleph Linira de Kol Shash Yuchal et Chameim Ameso, Afilu Uzman Acharei Misaso, Kori Shapir, Bishas Chimud, Kamo Rabbanon Bigamara. The Gesher Achayim Alatar in Simon Dalet of his Sefer in Perek Dalet, deals with the Dinim of Kriya and asks, where our minhag fits in, that we have smack in the middle between that which the Gemara speaks about as the beginning of Shas Chimum, the Misa, and that which the Ramah points over here is the L'chatchila end of Shas Chimum, the Kvura. So the minhag, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz, is to be Korea during the Levaya, before they're motzi the mate from the Beit Levayot, from the Beit Hespeit to the Kfura, that's when the Kriya is done. So the Gesher Achayim wants to explain this in three manners. The first manner is that since many people do not know the halachos of Kriya, so they wait until the Chevra Kadisha is present. At the Levaya, the Chevra Kadisha is present, and then, when the Chevra Kadisha is present, they will teach them how to do a proper Kriya. Or, he points out, we're going to see a little later on today, that there is an inyan of having another party involved in the Kriya. The other party would begin the Kriya. By a katan, it's necessary to have someone else in the picture. And at the Levaya, you have other people who are there aside from the family. Again, technical reasons why we would push it off. But then the third reason given by Gesher Chaim is a more internal reason, that when at the Levaya one has two things that one didn't necessarily have before. A, all the Avelim come together. At the Misa, generally, there's not all the Avelim, but at the Levaya, all the Avelim in the area come together, and you have Hespedim. And that combination brings about even a greater Chimum than there would have been at Shas Misa. One would think, theoretically, what greater Shas Chimum, at what point is a person more emotionally attuned than at Shas Misa? But I can speak from personal experience that at the Levaya, after the Hespedim, that was a real Shas Chimum, and so Midina de Gemara, that is the proper time to do the Kriya, called Kriya Sheina B'Shas Chimum, Eina Kriya. Nafgamina, of course, between the reasons of what if we have an individual who knows the halachos, he knows exactly how to be Korea, should he be Korea B'Shas Misa, the way Rashi understands the Gemara, the way the Mechaber Paskins in Simon Shin Lamed Tes of the Shach brings in, or should he wait to do similar to the Minhag HaOlam? So if the whole reason that one waits is because there are people who are ignorant, so there's no reason for this person to push off his Iker Kriya. But if nowadays, because of the Hespedim, we can say that the Iker Shaschimum is Dafka at the Levaya, so then there would be room to push off even for such a person. And we find both minhagim. There are, in other words, one sometimes comes out, one sees a gadol who was Korea, present b'shas misa was Korea, and many are wait until the Levaya. Is one allowed to change one's clothes before Kriya? So here we have a tshuva of the Hartzvi, Ratzvi Yisach Frank, Simon Reish Samach Gimel, who quotes a machlokes achronim. He points out that there are those, he quotes Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolios and the Maral Diskin, who said that once a person was wearing a beged and he's chayev kriya, so that beged kiviyachol is chayev bekriya. However, the Stechemen, he quotes, as pointing out that that's not true, the person's not chayev, not the beged, and he can certainly change his clothes. And that's what we find Alatar in Sif Tes in the Gilyon HaMaharsha, V'rashai lifshota beged shelovesh bo, imchas alav lubosh acher lekriya, af b'meis aviv, and he quotes as a source the Knesset HaGedola, and that's the way the Gesher HaChaim is koveya, that one can change one's clothes to clothes that one feels are more fitting for kriya. So that's all Sif Aleph. Sif Beis, makom hakriya b'chol makom, namely irrelevant of Aviv, Imo, Shar Krovim, the Beis HaTzavar Lefanav, by the area of the collar in the front of the Beged, Avol Im Korea Achorav, O Beshuli HaBeged, O Menat Stadim, Lo Yatsa. The Ramoa, we already saw, pointed out that this is only in the world of Kriya by Misa, but in terms of Kriya Bishas Ptira over a stranger, v'chule, then there is a concept of kriya even b'shule habeged. What's pointed out over here by the Pisrei Tshuva in Sivkatan Beis is v'cheinim kara l'rochav habeged lo yatsa. In other words, that the kriya has to be vertical as opposed to horizontal. So many times the Chevra Kadisha will begin a kriya in a horizontal direction in order to allow the person to grab the shirt and then pull down. But the kriya is the downward pulling rather than the horizontal tear. Okay, Sif Gimel, Shir Kriya Tefach. V'im kara almeis uba lahosif bosa kriya almeis acher, then it depends. Im achar shiva sagi b'kol shehu. V'im u'betoch zayin tzarech tefach. Okay, so in terms, let's start off over here, in terms of shar krovim, we have over here two shiurim. The Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Kavavim Adeis points out, Rav Yossi Omer, tchilas kriya tefach, v'tosefes kol shehu. Namely, that the, if we'll ask, what is the shiur of the maisa kriya, that's a kol shehu. That works for the tosefet. We already saw in the tshuva of Rav Moshe that the shiur for a, you know, it's a mace that you're present at his death, by the doctor, even if you do it b'shulei habeged, it's a kol shehu. That's called a maisa kriya. Maisa kriya would be a kol shehu. On Shabbos, if we say that one would be korea on Shabbos, you'd be chayev a malacha daraisa, the shiur would be kol shehu. That's the maisa kriya. However, we have a concept of a beged karua. To create a beged karua, that's the shiur of a tefach. So when one tears, one does the maisa kriya of kol shehu and creates a beged karua. If you want to be korea for someone else with this beged, so if it's during shiva, since this beged is already a beged karua for avel A, so we need a separate kriya for avel B. We need a separate beged karua for avel B. However, after the shiva, then all we have the beged karua. What we need is a maisa kriya. That's even a kol shehu. That's in the world of shar krovim. Al aviv v'al imo afilu achar shiva korea ad shiigala es libo. That we have a unique shir ad shiigala es libo etzel aviv v'imo. What is the relationship between this and tefach? We'll see in a minute. What we do find is not only unique shir in terms of aviv v'imo, but also a difference in terms of the world of tosefet. We have a Gemara, Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, over there, Moikot and Kavav and Medeis, Lefisha Einon Bitosefet. The Be'avi V'imo Einon Bitosefet. What does that mean, Einon Bitosefet? See, here we have a Machokis Rishonim. You move in further in the Simon to Seifim Kaf Aleph and Kaf Beis, we have the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kaf Aleph is that which we already saw. Kara Al Meis, Umeis Lo Meis Acher. So then, umeis lameis acher. I'm sorry, toch shiva, korea kera acher. And we can't use that same kriya. We require a separate tefach. Laachar shiva, then already we can take advantage of the beged karua, and mosif al kera varishon, kol shiva. That's the halacha we saw. What happens if we're dealing with one of these two, it relates to meis aviv? So let's see in kaf beis. Amru lo meis aviv v'kara v'achar shiva meis v'no. So in this situation, one can be mosif, like we saw earlier, just add a kol shehu. However, amru lo meis v'no v'kara v'achar shiva meis aviv, then eino mosif, elo korea kriya achera shein aviv v'imo b'tosefet. Namely, that according to the Rambam, ein aviv v'imo b'tosefet means that the kriya of a tosefet, the kriya of a kol shehu, is not relevant to aviv v'imo. We always need the kriya of ad shiigala es libo. However, Rashi learns pumfakert. Rashi over in the sugyim says eino b'tosefet, means that it's not in the din that we're mosif on that kriya. Namely, that if after we had a kriya of aviv v'imo, we can't add for a ben. However, after the kriya of a ben, you can add for aviv v'imo. Exactly the opposite understanding. The question is, you know, is the aviv v'imo eino b'tosefet? We're talking about on their kera we can't add? That's the way that Rashi learns. Or once we have a kera for someone else, we can't add them as a mashahu. That is the shita of the Rambam. What over here is the machlokes? So this machlokes dafka is explained by the Ramban. The Ramban in his Torah Sa'adam on pages, again in Shevel's edition, Samach to Samach Aleph, that the question is, what is the relationship between the shiur of a beged karua by av ve'em and the shiur of a beged karua by shar krovim? We saw that by shar krovim it's tefach, and by Ava'im, it's Adshi Yigala Esliba. What is the relationship between these two? So according to Rashi, Adshi Yigala Eslibo can be a very, very short kriya. In other words, Tefach is the maximum. Tefach goes beyond Adshi Yigala Aviv Esimo. Tefach beyond that is already Baltashlis. Adshi Yigala Eslibo could be a half a Tefach, could be a quarter of a Tefach. You just need a certain place in terms of the clothing over the body. That should be ad shiyagala esliba. But the tefach, that is the maximum. So, according to Rashi, after you were korea on ove ve'imo ad shiyagala eslibo, now you want to be mosif, so it looks as though you're simply being mamshich, the same kriya. All you're doing is pulling it a little bit just in order to reach the maximum. It appears that you are moving from a minimum to a maximum. It doesn't appear to be as though you were doing anything unique. However, after you were korea on shar krovim a tefach, and then you're mosif, that already is clearly a separate kriya. That already is a kriya chadasha for a new mace. That would work. Then so it's not a problem for aviv v'imo to be the tosefet. You just can't have a tosefet on aviv v'imo. Mashein can, according to the Rambam, he understands it pum fakert, that the tefach, that's the minimal shear. Ad shigala eslibo goes beyond the tefach. And then we have exactly the opposite conclusion. And the Machaber paskins like the Rambam. This explanation of the Ramban makes perfectly good sense. But clearly the Geshur HaChaim didn't understand this way, because Geshur HaChaim paskins like the Machaber over here, namely that after we had that the chisaron of Ava Aim is that after you have a tefach, then we don't continue tearing for Ava Aim, because then it appears as though you're simply being marba on the same tefach. But he says that in general, both by Ava Aim and by Shar Krovim, tefach is going to be the shear. Namely, the difference between Achi Yigala Eslibo and tefach, according to the Geshur HaChaim, is simply where you tear. Are you going to tear on the left side or the right side, as we're going to see? But beyond tefach is already considered to be Bal Tashlis. So even when one's tearing for Ava Aim, as the Chevra Kaddish will say, tear, enough. Namely, the moment that you hit a tefach, they're going to tell you to stop tearing. So clearly, he did not understand that the relationship of ad shiyagala eslibo and tefach is one of which is the minimum and which is the maximum, but rather it's the question of where to tear, and in both of them, tefach is considered to be the maximum. So Kanara, he must have had a different explanation for the machokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Okay. Excuse me?
The maximum for both.
In other words, we're knowing that the maximum both for Aviv and Imo and for Shar Krovim is a vertical tear of a tefach.
Is that the same as Ad Shiyagala Eslibo?
That within that, in other words, that the Ad Shiyagala Eslibo means that we have a kriya of up to a tefach over the area of the heart. As opposed to Shar Krovim, we're going to have that same kriya, but on the other side, not on the area of the heart. Chest, there are two sides to the chest. And in other words, if we have on the left side of the chest, that would be for Aviv V'Imo, so the right side of the chest would be for Shar Krovim.
Does that mean they do not cut from the collar?
They also cut from the collar. Both of them cut from the collar. The lave is relatively high up in the cavity of the chest.
Okay.
Yes?
I was just going to add that by Aviv V'Imo, the Mincius is a completely different kriya other than Shar Krovim, because you're going to the bottom layer.
Oh, okay. So we'll continue with Rafi's comment, yes, and therefore.
And therefore, it just seems a little bit out of context in that.
In other words, what you're pointing out, Rafi, is that if we have a number of layers, and in other words, we only used one layer for Shar Krovim, so then you can't necessarily, in other words, be somech on that tosefet for the Ava Aim. But if the person's only wearing one layer of clothing, we're going to see that when we speak about layers of clothing, we're not going to take the undershirt into account, we're not going to take the tzitzis into account. So a person's wearing a shirt. So that shirt would serve for Shar Krovim, the Tefach, and that shirt would serve for the Aviv Imo, Achigal Aslibo. It's only one Beged that we're dealing with. But you're 100% correct that once we pointed out that we have a difference in the shear between Shar Krovim and Ava Aim, be it a difference in terms of the length of the kera or the placement of the kera. So let's deal with the other areas where we may have a difference between the other krovim and avaim, and that, as Rabbi pointed out, is siftes. I'll call meisim korea alav tefach bebeged elyon vidayo. Alav evimo korea kol begadav afilu hulavush asara ad she megala libo. V'im lo kara kol begadav lo yatsa. However, what is considered to be called begadav, here, as I pointed out a minute ago, we have exceptions. What are the exceptions? Apar kesuso eino tzarech likroa. What in the world is this apar keset? So there was a machokes rishonim. Yesh meforshim shehu beged hazeya adovak lebesaro. What we call an undershirt, which is there to absorb the sweat. V'yesh meforshim the hainu beged elyon shekarim kafa. V'amidik pshat haminuk shelo lekroa hakafa al shum meis afilu aviv v'imo, etc. The kafa is a beged that is worn, according to the Taz over here in Sivkatan Hey, it's eino ela litzniut. Namely, it is not worn as a beged to keep one warm. It's not worn as a beged to provide protection. It's a what we call a beged kavod. It's a certain type of a beged that you would wear only to a shul, or you would wear only to a wedding. In other words, that you would wear it that it would serve a more ceremonial function. And so this kappa is not considered to be a beged in terms of the kol begadim. So the just to sharpen it, masha enken, let's say what appears to be at this point, jackets and sweaters, if one is wearing layers. So for avaim, one would have to tear through all of them. In terms of a talis katan, what we call a beged tzitzis, so here the Har Tzvi in Siman Resh Samach Beis quotes the Netziv. The Netziv has a short volume of Shelos Utshuvos called Meshiv Davar, and at the end of that volume he has a section on Aveilut, and he paskins that we don't tear the talis katan. The talis katan, for it to be meaningful, has to be a beged. If it's not a beged, it can't serve as the background of the holder of the tziot. So he points out that we have a difference in terms of definition. Now, in terms of tzitzis, we're going to define a beged as anything that covers the body, covers rov haguf, in terms of the size of the tzitzis. Masha'en kein, in terms of the beged of kriya, we're dealing with a beged which serves the function of, which serves the function of a beged, of protecting the body. And so that which serves other functions, if it serves a function of gathering sweat, like an undershirt, if it serves a function of a ceremonial cloak, like the kafa, or it serves a function of being mekayim a mitzvah, like the arba kanfos, then those are not considered to be begadim. A beged has to protect. Rav Avadia sometimes goes out a bit on a limb. So he has a tshuva in Yaviya Omer Chelak Vav Siman Lamed Beis, where he raises the possibility that maybe a sweater is not chayev in kriya because it's not to protect the body, it's to warm the body. Again, it's a strange sort of a, you know, it's a distinction. We would normally say protect the body according to the elements. If the elements are such that you have cold, so that would also be a beged of protection. In any case, we paskin, again, like the Mechaber, that the Athar Keset, be it the Beged Zeya or be it the Beged Elyon, does not require Kriya. Similarly, Paskin, like we saw in the hearts in the Meshiv Davar, that the Beged of Tzitzis does not require Kriya. Okay, so by Ove V'imo, we have a pretty good picture. Whatever the Ovel is wearing that serves as a Beged of protection, that requires Kriya. However, by Shar Krovim, we say that you're only Korea Beged Elyon, Vidayo. What is the Beged Elyon that we're referring to over here? So here we have a machlokas that you saw between the Taz and the Nekudas HaKesef. The Taz quotes a Masas Binyamin that says that a jacket is the Beged Elyon, what he calls Rok Belaz. That's a jacket. That's considered to be, that a person would wear this when he leaves the house. He would be wearing a jacket. That would be considered the Beged Elyon. And the Taz disagrees. Taz is Mapitom. A Beged Elyon means that which you always wear, even in your house. Your shirt is your Beged Elyon. Mashain came. That which you wear only when you go out of the house, that's not the Beged Elyon. That's something that's added. So we're to be for Avaim, then there's an Inyan. If that's you're wearing the jacket, to tear the jacket as well. But in Shach Krovim, you just tear that which you always wear. Mashain came according to the Shach, no. A Beged Elyon is that which you always wear when in public. That's the Beged Elyon. You always wear it in public. You wouldn't leave your house without, and again, in certain societies, you wouldn't leave your house, not Dafgan Shabbos, even during the week, without a jacket. You wouldn't go to the shuk. You wouldn't go to buy flowers for Erev Shabbos without putting on a jacket. The same way you'd put on a hat. So you put on a jacket. There are societies where not that way. But that according to the Shach, if that is the situation, which Kanareh was in the time of the Shach, then that would be the Beged Elyon. You know, the Machlokas, you only tear one Beged. Which Beged? So according to the Shach, if you always wear a jacket when you go outside, you should tear your jacket. According to the Taz, that's irrelevant. If you don't wear a jacket when you're sitting in your house, then you tear your shirt. The Machlokas, Achronim, how to paskin. The Aruch HaShulchan paskins like the Shach, that the jacket is the Beged Elyon, and the Yesodi Yeshurun, and Rav Moshe, Canada and America, that only the chutzah, only the shirt is necessary. The Yeshur HaChayim, unusually over here, speaks Belash on Suffolk. He's not sure who is correct, so he suggests that the Avil should not wear a jacket at the Levaya, and that would solve the problem. In other words, that if he's not wearing the jacket, he only has the chutzah. But in any case, that's the machokas that we have over here in terms of the Beged Elyon. Yes? No, according to the Shach, we're dealing with, you know, if you live in Alaska, then or Norway, or maybe parts of England, then maybe the overcoat, you don't go outside without an overcoat. But so again, in terms of the Aviv Imo, if you're wearing an overcoat at the Levaya, you wouldn't go outside without the overcoat. So this is part of the Begadim. You know, it's again not using Rav Avadya Svara that it's for core as opposed to basic protection. That which Avada is Potter is that which is more ceremonial. But that which you wear classically when you go out, that would be considered to be a Beged Elyon. So, but in terms of Avim, it's a question of choosing a Beged, choosing the Beged Elyon. So Lechora, that which you would wear 12 months a year would be the Beged Elyon as opposed to that which you wear 6 months a year. No, even if you're only wearing the overcoat 6 months and you'd wear a jacket 12 months, so the jacket would be the Beged Elyon. And again, according to the Taz, who cares what you wear when you go outside? The Beged Elyon is the Beged that you'd wear on top of the Beged Zeah within the house. Yes?
Do the Kriya on the jacket, and when you take the jacket off, Tol Shuri Mikhayev, Kriya on the shirt you're now wearing.
So that will come to Emir Tzashem in 2 minutes. maybe 5 minutes. Okay. A question rose in terms of understanding. Let's just move for a moment to see if Kaftes. We know that there are various mitzvahs where there's an inyan of lachem, right? That in terms of arba minim, you have a din of lachem. In terms of matzah, according to many rishonim and achronim, there's also a din of lachem. If you're someone else's seder, they should makni you the matzos, that they should be lachem. What about the beged of kriya? Does that have to necessarily belong to the individual? Because Sometimes, you know, let's say, for example, one goes to the kotel for the first time, so one is supposed to be koreah. So one of the patentim which is used to get out of kriya is borrow someone else's shirt, and then you're not going to be koreah on his shirt, it's not yours. Is that a relevant factor to the world of kriya? So in Sif Kaftes, let's look in Sif Kafches and Kaftes. Kafches, HaKoreah B'Shabbos Almeso, Afal Pisha Chilul Shabbos, and this is Chilul Shabbos Midoraisa, because Kriya Al-Hames is considered to be a Tikkun, Yatzah Yedei Kriya, that you did a Maisa which was Aser, but the bottom line is that you were Koreah. Ma'ashein Ken, HaKoreah B'Chaluk Gazul, Lo Yatzah Yedei Kriya. Why do we say that if you're a Koreah, Chaluk Gazul, Lo Yatza Yedei Kriya? So the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam, and this is quoted over here in the Shach, says this is a sugya of Mitzvah Haba Ba'Aveira. Mitzvah Haba Ba'Aveira is when you have a Cheftza Shel Aveira. Oh, if you eat a Matzah Gazula, that's a Cheftza Shel Aveira. If you have a Beged, which is Gazul, that's a Cheftza Shel Aveira. Ma'ashein King, being Korean Shabbos, there's no cheftz of an aveira, even though you're doing an aveira, but there's no cheftz of aveira. That's not an issue of mitzvah haba aveira. When there's a cheftz of aveira, then we have an issue of a mitzvah haba be aveira. So on this, So on this Ramban and this Shach over here in Sifkatan Membeis, who quotes the Ramban, the Har Tzvi raises the question, just a minute, why are you getting involved in Mitzvah Baba Avera when you have a Korea B'chaluk Gazul? There is a din of Lachem. You're missing the din of Lachem. So his answer is, no, according to the Ramban, when you do Kriya on a Beged Gazul, then we have a shinui, and in Achinami, the beged now at this point becomes yours. The gazlan is kona with shinui. So we have a din of lachem, but we still have an issue of mitzvah b'aveira, very similar to the sugi of mitzvah b'aveira within meruba. But the question is, where did the Har Tzvi come up with this din of lachem? Let's look for a minute in Sif Lamed Dalet. Ha'omer lechaveiro hashileni chalukcha she'avakeret abba shehu chole v'holach umetzao shemes koro umachzir lo chaluko umeshalim lo demei kiro v'im lo hodio hareza lo yigabo. We see over here that as long as you are doing that which you are doing birishus, namely you tell the individual, my father is very, very ill, I want to go to visit him, can I borrow your shirt? And he's well aware that if the father dies, that shirt is going to be torn. Then, you know, you're a regular shoel, and you're yotzei the kriya. Were you not to tell him that your father is ill, or were you going to wear it? That's already a shoel shalomidas. That already is a gazlan. So then you're not yotzei yedei kriya. So A, l'chor, we see over here black and white that there's no din of lachem, that a davar sha'ul, as long as the conditions of the sheila are clear, is shayach to do kriya on. So in other words, if you want to borrow a shirt from your friend to go to the kotel, it's not going to help you very much, because if you don't tell, well, look, you know, it's, if you don't tell, you're really chayav in kriya, you're chayav in kriya. So were you to be Korea, his beged, so if you told him you're going to the kotel, so he's giving you permission to be Korea. So actually you're going to do Korea. And if you go to the kotel and you're Korea, well, you don't want to be Korea, but you're chayef Korea. In other words, the fact that you're wearing someone else's shirt is not a heter not to do Korea. Yes?
Isn't Shum Busha, the fact, the reason the friend will let you to do Korea is because of Busha, but you're going to say, when you're Korah by a maid and you don't do Kriya, it's a Busha, you're not doing, is that Busha, you're not doing Kriya by the Kotel? Most 99% people are not doing Kriya by the Kotel.
If your Rebbe was there, you'd be Mispayesh, no? That's Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. What's considered to be machal Shabbos for farhesia? That if you do this act even in front of your Rebbe, that's considered to be farhesia. So it's not necessarily how many people are watching you. It's a question is in terms of your own. Are you misbayish, or are you not misbayish? Don't know. So in any case, one should be korea when one goes to the kotel. The har tzvi is l'chora very very strange. The Ramban is correct that there's no din of lachem, but there is an issue of mitzvah haba b'avera. Okay, we were dealing, just go back a minute to where Rafael sent us to. We were dealing with the differences between kriyas avaim and kriya over shar krovim. So here we have a list of more distinctions. We already saw the distinction in terms of tosefet. We have the distinction in terms of beged elyon or kol begadav. We have the distinction in terms of the shiur. Is the shiur a tefach? Or is the shiur ad shiigala esliva, and which of those is more or less? So in Sif Yud Gimel, al kol meisim yeshal lekroa bifnim shelo bifnei adam. Lefikach yeshal lehachnis yado bifnim vekorea bitzina. Here what the Mechaber is doing is combining two shitos within the Rishonim. In other words, that what does bifnim mean? Bitzina, or does bifnim mean on an inner garment? Avalava v'imo eno korea ela mibachutz. Externally, bifnei kol adam. What over here is bifnei kol adam? Is so generally again, our minhag is to be koreya the levaya, so that by its nature is bifnei kol adam. Were someone not to be koreya at the levaya, want to be koreya afterwards, of vimo, does he need a minion? Does he need three people? L'chora no. L'chora bifnei kol adam means in a place where there could be people. In other words, not to go indoors to be koreya, but to be koreya outdoors, or if he's indoors and his wife is in the house, chora, that's already bifnei kodem, not to go in a different room, but to be korea in front of his wife. Al kol ha-meisim ratza korea biyad, ratza korea bikli. Al aviv v'imo, the yad. That within the maisa kriya, by aviv v'imo, we have more of a hit'orut of tsar in terms of the form that it's done. It's done more publicly, it's done biyad. Al kol ha-meisim bola hachlif toch zayin yomim, Machlif ve'eno korea. Here we'll come to what Danishevsky asked. In other words, that by aviv ve'imo in boga hachlif. Sorry, akol ha'meis in boga hachlif toch zayin yamim. Machlif ve'eno korea. That by shar krovim, if they take off the beged karua, so they can now sit with the regular beged with it not being karua. Al aviv ve'imo machlif. That by aviv ve'imo, im machlif toch shiva korea kol ha-begadim shehu machlif. That by aviv ve'imo, we point out, this was again the difference, that by shar krovim we have the din of a ma'isa kriya, by aviv ve'imo we have a din of wearing a beged karua, and so the even after the ma'isa kriya was done, he still has to wear the beged karu. The Rama points out also shar meisim yochol lahachsir kiro laacharav toch shiva. That the you can still wear the beged karua, but turn it in a way that doesn't appear to be karua. Avogoba avivim avivim. It has to appear, not just that it should be karua, it has to also appear to be karua. And here we have the Taz who mentions what we mentioned earlier about the achimegala eslibo. Then bitzad yamin v'chein matzati, and that is the minhag as well. Even though the Taz quotes Deos that disagree. Okay, what we find in terms of Sif Yud Aleph, that there's a difference in terms of the order in which an isha is korat al aviv v'imo. That first she's korat ha-tachton and then korat ha-elyon. That's mitzad, of course, tzniut. Moving over to, sorry for jumping around, but Sif Lamed Aleph for a minute. Everyone agrees we're not korea on Shabbos, and everyone agrees we're not korea on Yontif. Even Yom Tov Sheni of Golios that we can bury, we'll see, that Yom Tov Sheni Asuha Legabe Hameis Kachol, we can bury, even Jews can bury on Yom Tov Sheni. Yom Tov Rishon, we can bury via Goyim. On Yom Tov Sheni, even Jews can bury. However, Kriya, no, that we push off. What about Chol HaMoed? So here we have a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says, "B'Chol HaMoed, Korin Kolecha Kefi Mashehu." In other words, on the circumstances of Kriya, either you're Omed B'Shas Yitzias Neshama, you have a Levaya, there's Kriya. The Ramah says, "Yesham Noagin, She'en Lekroa B'Chol HaMoed, Rakal Aviv V'Imo." However, Al Shar Mesim, Karim La'achar HaRegel. The minhag of the Ramah is minhag Yerushalayim to Bechal. Chol HaMoed in Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael is much more similar to Moed than to Chol. And so we limit the Kriya only to Av Ve'em, the Kriya of other Krovim or Docha until after Yom Tov. And we saw in Siman Shin Lamed Tesif Gimel that even though the Bracha of Baruch Dayan Emes and the Kriya have nothing to do with the other, we tend to be masmich them together. We tend to put them together. So if we're doche the kriya, like on Chol HaMoed, on Shar Krovim, one realizes that the bracha Baruch Dayan Emes, one would still say, you know, there was a levaya on Chol HaMoed. So if we're dealing with parents, so one says Dayan Emes and does kriya. If we're dealing with Shar Krovim, one would say Baruch Dayan Emes. And only bidocha the kriya. Right? There's no reason why, the same way we say have a levaya on Chol HaMoed, we should also say, of course, the bracha Baruch Dayan Emes. It's only the ma'isa kriya, which is a ma'isa malacha, which is pushed off to after Yom Tov. Sif Kav Zayin, we have the din of kriyas katan. Katan shemeis lo meis mikarin lo. Right? In other words, and the Gemara points out that this din of mikarim, that other people are korea for the katan, the Gemara says both on Daf Yudalan Amid Beis and Kavav Amid Beis is b'nei agmas nefesh. Yes.
Sorry. On the last point, we're saying the kriya when it's dove after Yom Tov, it basically being korea b'shas chiyum anymore, right? And that's lechatchila. Did we say that?
As we pointed out again, lechatchila 100% correct, Rafael. You should be korea b'shas chiyum, and that shas chiyum we saw begins at the death. And it's up to the time of the Kvura. And which, within that period of time, what is the real Shas Chimum? There are different opinions. However, we pointed out that if there's not going to be a Kriya during this time, so b'di'evet, there's still an Indian of Kriya for Shar Avelim, until Shloshim, as long as it's a Shmua, the time of period that would be Subi Shmua Krova, and for Ava Ve'imo, we saw one day of Yud Beis Chodesh, and we paskin Le Olam. And so over here, because of Yom Tov, we're turning the Kriya from Lechatchila to B'di'evet. You're correct that it won't necessarily be Shas Chimum after Yom Tov, and the Iker Kriya is B'Shas Chimum, but B'di'evet is still a din of Kriya. The Kriya is still a Ma'akev. In terms of Kriyas Katan, the Gemara uses language Agmas Nefesh. What does Agmas Nefesh mean? So Rashi over there says, Shiyivku Haroim, the yirbu bichvod hamet, velomim neshehu avel. And similarly, the Torah says also it's laharbos behespe. It's more to influence others than it is a din within the katan himself. Therefore, kanere, if the katan is not present at the levaya, there's not going to be any agmas nefesh. There's no reason at all to do kriya for a katan. It's only in the context of the levaya, only in the context of creating more of an agmas nefesh, more of a pathos within the hesped. That's paskined by the Baruch, in the Pnei Baruch. It's on, in the edition that I have, it's page Kaf Beis, Sif Katan, Pei Hei. However, the basic machlokes that we have over here between the poskim is what level of katan are we speaking about? We know that there's a katan she lo higia lachinuch, and we have a katan she higia lachinuch. So are we saying that by a katan she lo higia lachinuch, even though there's not going to be any dine avelus, b'chol zot there's a yin of kriya for agmas nefesh. But a katan she higia lachinuch, so there you need mamash a kriya mitzad chinuch and mamash avelus mitzad chinuch. Or do we say no, that by a katan, even if he gia lechinuch, the kriya is only mishum agmas nefesh. Namely, there's no concept at all of chinuch in terms of the world of Avelos. This you saw is a machlokes between the Taz and the Nekudas HaKesef. That the Taz quotes the Shita of the Gaonim, of the Ritz Geos, quoted by the Ramban and the Tur, that a katan sheigia lechinuch is chayav in all dine avelos, including kriya mitzad chinuch. However, when the Gemara says mishum agmas nefesh, the Gemara is talking about a katan shal lo higia lechinuch, a small kid, and that's there we have the din of the unique kriya mishum agmas nefesh, but without dine avelos. We're dealing with the Chatan Shelo Higia. That's the Shita of the Gaonim. The Ramban, again, in the Tur, quotes such a Deya. The Drisha Paskins that way. However, the Shach ben Nechudas HaKesef disagrees. He says, nothing doing. He says, the Chatan that we're speaking about over here is even if Higia Lechinuch, there is no Chinuch for Avelus. That Chatan, he's 11 years old, he's only Korea Mishum Agmas Nefesh. And he brings a Raya from the Tur in Simon Shin Tzarivov, that the Tur quotes a machlokes between the Tur's father, the Rosh, and the Rebbe of the Rosh, the Maharam Mi Rutenberg. What is the din of a katan who was Godel, who became a Godel in the middle of Shiva? Is he noheg dine avelus? The assumption of both of them is that up to that point there were no dine avelus. The question is, Do you start? Does the katan continue when he becomes a gadol? Does he begin a new shiva? But up to then, the assumption was that there was no dine avelus, even though we're clearly dealing with the katan shehigia lechinuch. We paskin like the Nekudas HaKesef that a katan, even if higia lechinuch, is korea, but no dine avelus. There's no dine chinuch by avelus. And in terms of the kriya, here we make a bit of a distinction that's brought over here by Rabbi Kiva Eger. V'drisha kosav de bekotan mamash koren lo ktsat min de agmas nefesh u'bekotan shigia lachinuch koren lo kedin kriya tefach. That b'chol zot there's a slight difference. Again, dine avelos don't apply to either katan, higia or lo higia. In terms of kriya, so the katan shigia lachinuch were korea. The same way we'd be korea for a gadol, that we'd be korea a tefach. The katan shelo higia lechinuch, there we are korea a mashehu. Even al aviv, even on Shar Krovin, we pointed out that there's a din of tefach. We're korea kol shehu. And that's the way that we are noheg. But what the Gesher Chaim points out is that since even by the katan shehigia lechinuch, even though we're korea tefach, but it's all because of agmas nefesh. So this is the Gemara of Acherim Mekarin Lo, that it should be done by someone else. That would be the Heker, that this is Mitzad Agmas Nefesh, that it's not a classic Kriya. The classic Kriya would be done by the Avel himself. The Acher would begin, would help to make it easier for, but the Inyan of Kriya is a Chovas Gavra. However, by the Katan, Mekarin Lo. Why, we should ask, why is there no din of avelus for a katan? So here we have a fascinating machlokes achronim. The Dagel Miravava, those of you who have it on the side of your page, says that this is for totally a side reason. It's not ekroni. That one of the nihugei avelus we're going to see is bitul Talmud Torah, that it's usher for an avel to learn other than in yanei avelus, and there's no inyan of chinuch to teach someone not to learn. Bitul Torah is not considered to be chinuch, and since the package of nihugei avelus is a package deal, it's an iskat chavila. So once we exempt the katan from chinuch in terms of bitul Talmud Torah, we exempt the katan from all the entire package of avelus, of sitting on a floor, of taking off one's shoes, etc. Yeah?
Could you understand it differently? That chinuch is
mishum
Talmud Torah.
I'm quoting the Dagel Miravava. I certainly think that there is room to be cholik on Dagel Miravava, but this is...
The same, no, his conclusion, though, for a different sphere,
yes.
When the katan does mitzvahs, it's not the kai eating every mitzvah, he's the kai mishum chinuch is a din like Talmud Torah.
Yes.
So to be nehig specific dinei avedus, okay, as a result of lack of talmud Torah misses the point.
Okay, fine. I hear it. It's nice svara. Okay, fine. I don't know if he meant that, but you could say that. Okay. However, kriya over there, we do have a concept of kriya mishum chinuch, and that's why we're korea, the classic shir. That's one direction. The minchas chinuch, however, is in Reish Samech Dalad, in the new edition at Sivkatan Lamed Dalad. The old one was Tet. So he quotes a svara that chinuch is only going to apply to those mitzvos that are definitely going to be chal on the katan when he grows up. So tefillin, tzitzis, there is an inyan of chinuch. But avelus, halavai, that the katan will never be an avel. There's no guarantee that that individual is going to be an avel, and therefore even kriya there's no din of chinuch. But it's agmas nefesh, namely taking, in other words, again, according to the chinuch, areas that allow themselves kriya is separate from Nugei Avelos. So there's chinuch on kriya, there's no chinuch on the package of Nugei Avelos. But according to Minchas chinuch, no, in other words, it wouldn't be chinuch on kriya. That's simply a din, even for a katan shegiel chinuch, that's simply the din of agmas nefesh, that's simply that this comes under a broader svara. He's the Birkas HaMazon, and he's saying he shouldn't add in a Me'ein HaMa'ora to his Birkas HaMazon of Nachem or something like that. That's you're correct. But Birkas HaMazon is not on the Tainus. Birkas HaMazon is the food that he's eating. That Lechora, hopefully he'll eat when he grows up. Okay, this question, of course, Rav Moshe deals with this in a much broader, the first tshuva of Rav Moshe in Yoredeya, Chaylok Aleph, Siman Aleph, deals with Chinuch Ketanim. And the first thing he deals with is the classic Chakira, who is Mekayim, the mitzvah? Is it the Katan is Mekayim, or is his father Mekayim? On whom is the din of Chinuch Chal? Is it a Kiyum Bifnei Atzmo, or is only going to be Margil the Katan for when he grows older? So within that broader context, he brings in this Svara of the Minchas Chinuch. There is a third opinion, that of the Shelos Tshuvas Beis Hillel. It's quoted in Siman Shin Pei Aleph Sif Vav, that Nihuge Avelus are all because of Arevus, namely that really the death sentence is on the family, and so Nihuge Avelus are a form of tshuva to allow the family to escape that sentence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has indicated exists by the death of a karov. And of course the katan is not in this parsha of arevus. He's not a baronshim. He's not shayach to this entire parsha of tshuva. That's a certain perspective on the world of avelus. When you're not talking about a chabur, you're talking about a mishpacha, there already it's taken one step further in terms of a form of tshuva. The Rav, in the Shirei HaRav, at Siman Lamites, wants to understand that Avelus is unique in the fact that Avelus is basically a kiyum she balev, and the Nihuge Avelus only express that which is an internal feeling. And since the katan is not a bardas, so he's not shayach that kiyum shebalev of tsar al hames. The katan is chayev in mitzvah simcha, and simcha samachta b'chagecha. Torah says, ata ubimcha ubitecha. So here you would have to distinguish that by simcha, the chiyuv is not on the son; it's on the father to be mesameach the son, to buy him, mischakim, to buy him egozim, whatever the father buys him. The same way the husband is mechuyav mesameach his wife. However, this is not so not so clear.
Ren and Rav often said that Velos, even though there's something in your leg, we do this external halacha, that Chazal set up all this halacha. It's not belabored.
Right. So in the shiurim that he gave on Sukkah, when we're dealing over there with Kumim Shebalev, there the Rav did not take this approach, but it's found in Shuri Harav. Nafkamina would also be in terms of that Rafal asked me a question. What if you have a katan who's in cheder and go aleinu, his rabbi passes away, and this was his rav muvhak? Is there an inyan of kriya mishum agmas nefesh? So over here, l'chora, according to the rav, the only hafka'a of that's only kriya mitzad agmas nefesh and not mitzad chinuch is because of avelus. However, here we're dealing with the kriya. Nothing to do with avelus. The kriya on a rav is not a din on avelus. It's a din on shmua ra. It's a din of kavod rav. Nothing to do with avelus. So that would already bring in kriya mitzad chinuch that we would make that distinction. Okay. In any case, these are the options that are offered to explain our psak halacha that until the age of gadlus, there is no din of avelus, even mitzad chinuch kriya. So we pointed out the Gemara speaks about mitzad agmas nefesh. It could be that there are tzvei dinim in kriya below the age of chinuch as agmas nefesh. Beyond the age of chinuch would already be a world of chinuch, or perhaps no, that a kriya of avelus would be mitzad agmas nefesh even for someone who is pigil of chinuch. Yes.
Aren't there other mitzvahs also that are
believe? Well, you're 100% correct. I'm setting it over near the Rav. There's a lot that one can distinguish over here between different types of mitzvos. And classically, the Rav spoke about the kiyum shebaleiv within the world of tshuva. So it could be in a chinami that a katan is not chayev in chinuch in tshuva, even though we try to be machadech our children to do tshuva, but really, what does a child know about tshuva? So to be machanech a kid stay vidui when he's not old enough to understand responsibility and guilt, is a question, but we do it. But in terms of tefillah, certainly that's where the Rav pointed out. This is avodah shebaleiv. Certainly, everyone agrees that we're mechanech ketanim for tefillah. In the Rav brings that, even the Rambam brings that black and white. So,
you say that because higila chinuch goes by each particular mitzvah, yedeila naneya, yedeila kula. So could it be that the kiyum shebaleiv of avelus is qualitatively different than other kiyum shebaleiv? I mean, it's much more complex. It's much more of a. It's something that a katan can't appreciate. The existential crisis that a person's in. I'm saying, speaking in the Rav's terms. Of avelus is something that the level of the higila chinuch would be. A katan would never reach a yilat chinuch on what the kiyum shebaleiv of avelus is. Mashen kiyum tefila, a katan can understand speaking to Hashem in some sense.
Okay, so make the difference makes sense.
It's also a lot of work. I mean, it's obviously common sense. If you don't teach it to you, it gets to be bummed.
If you read Rav Lau's biography, you see that even a katan can get to very, very high levels of understanding of avelus, depending upon the circumstances. I think he has a story there where when Rav Herschel Schechter, Zechonah Lebracha, pulled him out of the body, and he asked, "How old are you?" He said, "I'm older than you." He said, "How can you say you're older than me?" He said, "You can smile, I can't smile." In other words, that's avelus. No one can have it. Yes?
Wouldn't the Rav agree that there's a mitzvah missing a kiyum mitzvah? Even if the kiyum mitzvah is shebalei, there's still a mitzvah evarim. Never say it's possible for the mitzvah to be able to get a kiyum.
I quoted from the Shuri HaRav because I don't recall the Rav saying this when we learned Hilchos Avelos. But what?
I think in the introduction the Rav probably makes this exact point. It's a mitzvah and a kiyum, even if it
could be. So okay, so check there. Siman Lamed Tes. This Seder. Okay, here are just Maamar Makamos in terms of background for the next Siman. Siman Shin Mem Aleph. We're moving over into Dine Aninut. So for sure, Mirza Shem on Thursday.